بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. So tonight inshallah ta'ala we continue with our study of the tremendous work عمدة الأحكام by عبد الغني المقدسي رحمه الله تعالى. And today inshallah ta'ala we begin with the first hadith, which is the hadith عن عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول. On the hadith of عمر ابن الخطاب رضي الله عنه, that he said, I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّةِ وَفِي رِوَايَةِ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Indeed, actions are accompanied by an intention. Indeed, actions are accompanied by an intention. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. And every person will have what they intended. And every person will have what they intended. فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولُهُ فَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So whoever migrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger, فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, then his hijra is to Allah and His Messenger. وَمَنْ كَانَتْ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى دُنْيَا يُسِيبُهَا, and whoever's hijra or migration was for some type of worldly affair, in order to attain some type of worldly affair. أو امرأةً يتزوجها, or they migrated in order to marry a woman. فهجرته إلى ما هاجر إليه, then his hijra or his migration is for that which he migrated. Now, Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala, as he mentioned previously in the foreword, that when explaining the hadith, from the things that he did when explaining the hadith, is that he mentioned a brief biography of the narrator of the hadith. Is that he's going to mention a brief biography of the narrator of the hadith. So Sheikh Uthaymeen rahimahullah, he mentions al-Rawi, the narrator, Umar ibn al-Khattab, Amir al-Mu'mineen. The narrator of this hadith is Umar ibn al-Khattab, the chief of the believers. وَثَانِي خُلَفَاءَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ الْفَارُوقِ. And he's the second of the Khalifas, and his name is al-Farooq. He's the second of the Khalifas, and he was given the name al-Farooq. كَانَ مِنْ أَشْرَفْ Quraysh. He was from the nobles of the Quraysh. He was from the nobles of the Quraysh. And like we said last week, no doubt that this particular portion of the explanation is extremely important, so that we learn the biographies and we come to learn who the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. So that we come to learn who the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were. Aslama fi sanati al-khamisa aw sadisa ba'da al-ba'da bi'tha. And he accepted Islam in the fifth or sixth year after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a prophet and a messenger. He accepted Islam in the fifth or sixth year after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became a prophet or messenger. فَكَانَ فِي إِسْلَامِهِ عِزٌ لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And in his acceptance of Islam was honor for the Muslims. In his acceptance of Islam was honor for the Muslims and might for the Muslims. شَهِدَ الْمَشَاهِدْ كُلَّهَا. And he was at every battle. He was at every battle. وَتَوَلَّى الْخِلَافَةَ بعد أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله عنهما بأهد منه. And he became the Khalifa after Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with them both. فَقَامَ بِهَا خَيْرَ قِيَامٍ بَعْدَهُ. So he became the Khalifa, and he did the best of and the most excellent of jobs after Abu Bakr. وَفِي آخر ذِي الْحِجَّةِ لِأَرْبَعْ لَيَالٍ بَاقِينَ مِنْهُ طَعَنَهُ غُلَامٌ مَجُوسِيٌ. And at the end of the month of Dhul-Hijjah, with 4 nights remaining, a young Majusi stabbed him. A young Majusi stabbed him. وَأَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ قَدْ كَبَّرَ لِصَلَاةِ الْفَجْرِ. And he has said the takbir, the opening takbir for Salat al-Fajr. فَحُمِلَ إِلَى بَيْتِهِ. So he was carried to his house. وَتَوُفِّيَ بَعْدَ ثَلَاثِ لَيَالٍ سَنَةَ ثَلَاثٍ وَعِشْرِينَ. He was carried to his home, and he passed away after 3 nights in the year 23 after the Hijrah. وَدُفِنَ مَعَ نَبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَأَبِي بَكْرِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ فِي حُجْرَةِ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا. And he was buried with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr in the quarters of Aisha radiallahu anha. فَكَانَتْ خِلَافَتُهُ عَشْرَ سَنِينَ وَسِتَّ أَشْهُرْ وَأَيَّامٍ. And his khilafah was 10 years, 6 months, and some days. Was 10 years, 6 months, and some days. رَضِيَ anhu wa وَأَرْضَاهُ. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him. Now, so no doubt that all of us should pay close attention to this particular portion of the explanation of every hadith. Mawdu al-hadith. This particular hadith, what does it discuss? This particular hadith, what does it discuss? Bayan manzilat an-niyya min al-a'mal. It clarifies the status of the intention as it relates to actions. It clarifies the status of the intention as it relates to actions. Now, sharh al-kalimat. Sharh al-kalimat. And likewise, we said this particular portion of the explanation is important as well for those studying the Arabic language. Innama. Now, the first wording in the hadith, innama ada hasrin. أداء حصر والحصر تخصيص شيء بشيء. نعم. الأعمال جمع عمل. الأعمال جمع عمل. وهو ما يقوم به الإنسان من قول أو فعل أو ترك مقصود. And actions are what a person does, or what a person does, whether it be a statement, whether it be an action, or whether it be leaving off something with intent. Leaving off something with an intent. What's meant by actions, indeed actions, as it reads in the hadith, indeed actions. What's meant by actions are anything that a person says, a person does, or a person leaves off with intent. Mithl, a statement, such as a statement, qira'atul Qur'an. Qira'atul Qur'an, a person reading the Qur'an. Wal wudu. Such as an action, for example, wal wudu, the person performing wudu, and such as leaving off something with the intent, like wa tarka sariqa qasda, that a person leaves off stealing intentionally, that he has the intent or the goal to leave off stealing. All of those things are considered actions. That a person leaves off something, pay attention to that last one, that he leaves off something with what? The actual intent to leave it off. That's considered an action. Now, أو ترك مقصودًا وترك السرقة قصدًا. That's the example that Sheikh Uthaymeen gives, such as leaving off stealing, and he has an intent to do so. Now, وفي رواية بالنية أي أن بعد من روى الحديث رواه بلفظ إنما الأعمال بالنية وهي مفرد النيات لكنها بمعنى الجمع. It's a benefit that the word نية, if in that particular wording, carries the meaning of plural. لِأَنَّ الْمَرَادْ بِهَا الْجِنْسِ. Imra'an, the meaning of Imra'an, Imri'an, F1, insanu. The meaning is insan. Ma nawa, yani ma qasada. Wal ma'na, laysa lil mar'i illa ma qasada bi amalihi. And the meaning of that, that every person will have what they intended, is that a person he's not going to get except that what he set out to do. فَإِنْ قَصَدَ بِهِ عِبَادَةً وَإِنْ قَصَدَ بِهِ عِبَادَةُ اللَّهِ صَارَ عِبَادَةً وَأُثِيبَ عَلَيْهِ. If he intends, if a person does an action, he intends by that worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it becomes ibadah, and he's rewarded for that ibadah. وَإِنْ قَصَدَ سِوَى ذَلِكَ كَانَ لَهُ مَا قَصَدَ. And if he has the intention for something else, then for him is what he intended. هِجْرَتُهُ. الْهِجْرَ فِي اللُّغَةِ الترك. The word hijra in the language means a tark, to leave off something. Yuqal hajartuhu, I taraktuhu. Naam. Wal murad biha huna tarku sukna fi bilad al kufar bintiqa anha ila sukna bilad al islam. And what's meant by hijra in this hadith, what's meant by migration in this hadith, is to leave off living in the lands of disbelief and moving to and living in the lands of Islam. That's what's meant by hijrah in this hadith, to move from the lands of disbelief to the lands of al-Islam. Ilallah. فَمَنْ كَانَ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. What's meant by ilallah? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِلَى دِينِهِ, to his religion. إِلَى دِينِهِ, to his religion. وَالْوُصُولُ إِلَى رِضْوَانِهِ وَالْجَنَّةِ, and arriving at his pleasure in paradise. Wa rasulihi, was meant by making migration to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al murad huna Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was meant by rasulihi, his messenger in this particular hadith, or who's meant by that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ma'na al hijra ila ilayhi fi hayatihi, and was meant by making hijra to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his life. And yuhajir ilayhi ليكون في معيته لنصره وتعلم وتعلم منه وتأسي بسنته. Was meant by making hijrah to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam during his lifetime was that a person moves to be with him, that he makes hijrah to be with him and to aid him and to learn from him and to follow and act by his sunnah. Wal hijra ilayhi ba'da wafatihi, and was meant by making hijrah to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his death. And yuhajir ila atba'ihi, to go or to migrate to where his followers are. Wa makan iqamata shari'atihi, and to go to the place where his sharia is being established. Was meant by making hijrah to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after his death is that a person he migrates to where his followers are, that he migrates to his followers and to the place where his legislation is being established. فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. So whoever does that, then the ruling on that is that his hijrah is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger. أي فَقَدْ بَلَغَ الْغَايَةَ الَّتِي لَا أَسْمَى مِنْهَا وَلَا أَجَلَّ وَهِيَ الْوَصُولُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That the person who does that, then he has the greatest of goals, that he's reached the greatest of goals and the loftiest of goals. وَهِيَ الْوَصُولُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And that is making it to or arriving at the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the sharia of his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. دُنْيَا يُسِيبُهَا. But what about the person who makes hijrah, in order to attain some type of worldly affair? شَيْءٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا يُدْرِيكُهُ كَالْمَالِ وَالشَّرَفِ وَالرِّيَاسَ. Sometimes a person, they make hijrah, they go and migrate, but they don't migrate in order for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or in order to be in a land where Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where his legislation is being established. Some people, that's not the case, but rather they make migration for wealth, or for sharaf, or for nobleness, or riyasa, or they go there so they can have some type of leadership. Dunya yusibuha. They make migration in order to get some type of worldly benefit. Imra'atan, yani untha. Nasruddin, read that next one for me.
Yatazawwajuha.
Or to marry a woman. Ayatafadda.
Yankihuha wa khasal mar'ata ma'a annaha min mata'i dunya li kathrati ta'alluqi raghabat fiha.
No. So, in this particular hadith, the woman is mentioned due to the fact that the woman is something that a man desires greatly. A man desires greatly. So in this particular hadith, the woman is mentioned specifically with the fact that that's part of the dunya, isn't it? Previously in the hadith, whoever migrates for the dunya, but then after that, is mentioned the woman specifically. And Shaykh Uthaymeen is mentioning due to the fact that the man is extremely connected to and desiring the woman. So she's mentioned again. Finish that last sentence for me, Nasruddin. Alright, so Shaykh Uthaymeen, he's mentioned as if the woman is on one scale and the whole rest of the world is on another. As if the woman is on one scale and the woman is on a whole nother scale. That's why she's mentioned in the hadith. فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ فَهِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى مَا هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِ أي من الدنيا يسيبها أو امرأة ينكيهها. Then his migration, the person that does that, migrates with some type of worldly affair for a woman, then his migration is for whatever he migrated for. His migration is for whatever he migrated for. But what's the word being used right here? It's for whatever. Whatever he migrated for. Why is the word whatever being used? Shaykh Uthaymeen, he mentions, وَلَمْ يَذْكُرُهُمَا كَمَا ذَكَرَ الْهِجْرَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِ تَحْقِيرًا لِشَأْنِهِمَا. And he doesn't mention them. Rather, he just says, and the hadith is mentioned, whatever he migrated to as a way to belittle that thing. As a way to belittle it. Whatever you migrated for, then that's whatever you migrated for. As a way to belittle that thing. He didn't mention them. تَحْقِيرًا لِشَأْنِهِمَا فِي أَنْ يَكُونَ مَرَادَ الْمُهَاجَرَ الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي أَنْ يَكُونَ هِجْرَتُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. That's because it's befitting. Those things are minute and insignificant. It's befitting for a person who migrates to migrate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his messenger. That's the lofty goal. وَبَيَانًا لِإِنْحِطَاطْ رُتْبَةٍ بِالْهِجْرَةِ. As a clarification of the lowly status of a person who makes hijrah, the lowly status of a person who makes hijrah, the lowly status of that hijrah, the lowly status of that form of hijrah. أَشْرَحُ الْإِجْمَالِ. أَشْرَحُ الْإِجْمَالِ. A brief explanation. هذا حديث جليل شامل جامع. This particular hadith is lofty and comprehensive. This hadith is lofty and comprehensive. يحدث فيه أمير المؤمنين عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه بين منزلة النية من الأعمال. That in this particular hadith, the chief of the believers, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, he narrates on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he clarified the status of the niyyah as it relates to actions. He clarified the status of the niyyah as it relates to, or the intention as it relates to, actions. وَأَنَّهَا شَامِلَةٌ لِكُلِّ عَمَلٍ. And that every single action has a what? Intention. Every single action that a person does, it has an intention. فَمَا مِنْ عَمَلٍ إِلَّا بِالنِّيَّةِ. So it's not that a person does an action except that theirs is connected to a niyyah. وَمَدَارُهُ عَلَيْهَا سِحَّةً وَفَسَادٍ وَثَوَابٍ وَعِقَابٍ. And the intention, was connected to the intention, is if an action is correct. That's connected to the intention, if the action is correct. Or if it's incorrect. Or if there's going to be reward. Or if there's going to be a punishment. All of those things are connected to the niyyah. وَأَنَّ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ ma nawah. And every person will have what they intended. And bi amalihi ma qasada sahim ma bi amalihi min qastin samin jalilin wa diddihi. Whether the person he has a lofty goal or the opposite. Whether he has a lofty goal or the opposite. بين ذلك صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarified that ترغيبا للعامل في سمو بنيته بأن يقصد بكل عبادة قام بها وجه الله ودار الآخرة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم clarified that to encourage the one who's doing an act to have a lofty intention. Clarified that so the person, whoever does an action, this particular hadith is a clarification and an encouragement for them to have a lofty intention. And that lofty intention is that they desire and seek out that they're doing worship for Allah subhanahu, seeking the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the akhirah. شوف ويبتعد بها عن القصد الدوني والمراتب الحقيرة. And that they stay away from lowly goals. Lowly goals. نعم. ثم ضرب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مثلا. Then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he struck an example. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he struck an example بالهجرة, with the example of migration. لتقاس عليها بقية الأعمال, so that a person can compare the rest of his actions to that hijra, to that example in a hadith. One person makes hijra sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other person makes hijra in order to attain something from the dunya. So what's it upon a person to do, as Shaykh Uthaymeen has mentioned, that he compares all of his actions to that particular example in the hadith. That a person does all of his actions for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he doesn't do them for any affair of the dunya. So a person, he doesn't restrict his understanding to just hijrah. But Shaykh Uthaymeen has mentioned that this particular hadith, it should have an effect on a person where he compares all of his actions to those two situations. فالمهاجرون يتركون بلادهم وينتقلون إلى البلاد الإسلامية. So those making migration in hijrah, they leave their countries and go to the countries of Islam. ولكنهم على نيات شتى. However, those people, they have many different intentions. They have many different intentions. يتفاوت بها ثواب هجرتهم تفاوتا كبيرا. And the reward for all of their migrations, for each of those particular peoples, their rewards, they vary based off of their intentions. Many people, they make hijrah and migrate to a different country, but their rewards, they vary and are on different levels due to their intention. مع أن العمل واحد. Keeping in mind that all of them are doing the same thing. They're all doing the same thing, but their rewards are going to vary based off of the intention. فَمَنْ هَاجْرَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ طَلَبًا لِثَوَابَ اللَّهِ وَنُسْرَةِ لِدِينِهِ فَذَلِكَ الْمُهَاجِرُ الْمُخْلِصُ الَّذِي بَلَغَ بِنِيَّتِهِ أَجَلَّ الْغَايَاتِ وَأَعْلَى الدَّرَجَاتِ. So the person who migrates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to his messenger, seeking the reward of Allah and seeking to aid his religion. So that particular person who's making migration is the sincere one. He's a sincere one whose intention has reached a lofty goal and the highest of levels. Who's reached the loftiest of goals and the highest of levels. وَمَنْ هَاجَرَ طَلَبًا لِلدُّنْيَا وَمُتَعِهَا فذلك الذي انحط بنيته الى متاع الدنيا وليس له في الاخره من نصيب. And the one who migrates seeking the dunya and its pleasures, then that person, his intention has reached a lowly level. His intention has reached a lowly level, the level of seeking the pleasures of the dunya. And in the hereafter, he won't have any share. In the hereafter, he won't have any share. فوائد الحديث. فوائد الحديث. Benefits of the hadith. بيان أهمية النية في الأعمال. A clarification of the importance of the intention as it relates to actions. A clarification of the importance of the intention as it relates to actions. وأن مدار صحة الأعمال والجزاء عليها بحسب النية. and that the correctness of an action and the reward, the connection, the correctness of the action, the correctness of the action and the reward is connected to the niyyah. It's connected to the niyyah. The second benefit, al-hathu al-ikhlas, al-niyyah lillah, lillahi ta'ala, wa bayan fadilati dhalika, an encouragement to be sincere in your intention, to be sincere in intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a clarification of the virtue of that, and a clarification of the virtue of that. The third benefit, at-tahdhir min iradatu dunya bi amal al-akhirah. Pay attention to that. A warning for desiring the dunya with the affairs of the akhirah. A warning for wanting the dunya, trying to gain the dunya through actions that are meant for the akhirah. وَبَيَانْ حَقَارَةِ ذَلِكَ, and a clarification of the lowliness of that. Clarification of the lowliness of that. The fourth benefit, أَنَّ النَّاسْ يَتَفَاوَتُونَ فِي نِيَّاتِهِمْ وَأَنَّ لِكُلْ إِمْرِئًا مَا نَوَاهُ, a clarification that the people, they vary in their intentions. And every person will have what they intended. A clarification that the people vary in their intentions, and that everyone will have what they intended. The fifth benefit, at-tahara min al-a'mal, that purification is from actions. Purification is from actions. Yani wudu, purification and ghusl, all of those things are from actions. فَلَا تَكُونَ إِلَّا بِالنِّيَّةِ. So they don't take place except that there's an intention connected. They don't take place except that there is an intention connected to them. وَلِكُلِّ مُطَهِرْ مَا نَوَى بِتُهَارَتِهِ, and for every person that's making purification, that he'll have what he intended by way of his purification. And for every person that's purifying himself, that he will have what he intended in his purification. وَهَذِهِ مَحَلْ الْإِسْتِشْهَادِ بِالْحَدِيثِ, and that's the point of reference in this particular hadith. This is the reason for the mentioning of this hadith. Now, because we're in Kitab al-Tahara, in the chapter of Tahara, this particular hadith is placed there in order to highlight that a person has to have an intention for his Tahara. This was a beautiful benefit right here. Benefit number six. Husnu ta'lim al-Nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beautiful teaching style of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beautiful teaching style of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa kamal balaghatihi wa bayanuhu, and the completeness of his eloquence, the completeness of his eloquence and his clarifications, the completeness of his eloquence and his clarifications, haythu yadhkuru al-usul wal qawaid al-quliyah, wherein he mentions comprehensive principles. Wherein he mentions comprehensive principles. Innama al-a'malu bin-niyyat. Comprehensive. Wa inna likulli imri'in ma nawaa. Comprehensive. Covers many things. Thumma yuwaddihuha bil-mithal. And then he clarifies it within example. This particular hadith, it highlights the beautiful teaching style or the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-hadith al-thani. Second hadith. An Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala la yaqbalu Allahu salata ahadikum idha ahdatha hatta yatawadda. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he mentioned that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with the prayer of any of you if he has an occurrence. If he has an occurrence, meaning that he breaks his wudu. If he has an occurrence, hatta yatawadda, until he makes wudu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with the salat of any of you. Not pleased with the salat of any of you. If he commits an occurrence, if he has an occurrence, meaning that he breaks his wudu, hatta yatawadda, until he makes wudu. Al-Rawi, the narrator of the hadith. Abu Hurairah. The narrator of the hadith is Abu Hurairah. Abdurrahman ibn Sakhr al-Dawsi. Aslama am Khaybar wa shahidaha. he accepted Islam on the day of Khaybar, and he witnessed it. He accepted Islam on the day of Khaybar, and he witnessed it. ولازم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, and he stuck closely to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. واعتنى بحديثه, he gave extreme importance. He gave importance to the hadith of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. شهد له النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بحرصه على الحديث, and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم spoke about his diligence in the field of hadith, about hadith. Am Khaybar, Afwan, the year of Jazakallah Khair. Am Khaybar, the year of Khaybar. And he witnessed it. Jazakallah Khair. Walazim al Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he clung close to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa atana bi hadithihi. And he gave importance to his hadith. Wa shahida lahu al Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bi hirsihi ala al hadith. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about his diligence as it relates to hadith. Yani speaking about Abu Huraira, diligent in collecting the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa qala lahu ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. Ibn Umar said to him, radiallahu anhu, and he said to him, kunta alzamana li rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'lamana bi hadithihi. Ibn Umar, who's saying this? Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said about Abu Huraira that you clung to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most. You clung to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the most from amongst us. And you are the most knowledgeable about his hadith. And you are the most knowledgeable about his hadith. Ibn Umar. Warubiya nahwuhu an Umar radiallahu anhu. And likewise, similar to that has been narrated on Umar radiallahu anhu, on Ibn Umar and Umar, both speaking highly of Abu Huraira and his clinging to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his knowledge of hadith. Wa qala al-Bukhari. In Bukhari he said, kana Abu Huraira ahfaz min rawa al-hadith fi asrihi. Al-Bukhari, he said that Abu Huraira memorized the most hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his time. ذكر أهل العلم, and the people of knowledge, they mention أنه روي له عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أنه روي له عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 5,374 حديث. And the people of knowledge, they mention that he narrated on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 5,374 حديث. توفي سنة 57 في المدينة رضي الله عنه. And he passed away the year 57 after the Hijrah in Al-Medina. He passed away in the year 57 after the Hijrah in Al-Medina. Radiallahu anhu. Mawdu' al-Hadith. Topic of this particular Hadith, Bayan Hukmi As-Salat Bidun Wudu. A clarification of the ruling of a person who prays, or the ruling of the Salat without Wudu. The ruling of the Salat without Wudu. Sharh al-Kalimat. لا يقبل لا يرضى لا يقبل لا يرضى صلاة الصلاة في الشرع الصلاة في الشرع عبادة. What's meant by the salat, or what's meant by prayer in Islamic legislation, is an act of worship. ذات الأقوال, that contains statements. والأفعال, and actions. مخصوصة, specific statements and actions, is an act of worship that contains specific statements and actions. Awwaluha at-takbir. The beginning of it is the takbir. Wa akhiruha at-taslim. And the end of it is at-taslim. It's a definition of the salah. Ahdatha. What's meant by ahdatha? Has an occurrence. Waqa'a minhu al-hadith. That a person has an occurrence. Wal hadith huna. And what's meant by an occurrence right here? Kullu ma yankudh al-wudu. What's meant by al-hadith, or an occurrence right here, is everything that nullifies the wudu. Kal-bawl wal-ghaiz, such as the person urinating or defecating. Yatawadda. Yatatahir bil-wudu. Yatawadda, meaning that a person, he makes wudu. Wa huwa, and wudu is ghasl al-wajh, washing the face thumma al-yadayn ila mirfaqayn, then the hands up to and including the elbows, thumma massa ar-ra's wal-udhunayn, then wiping the head and the ears, thumma ghusl ar-rijlayn ila al-ka'bayn, then washing the feet up to and including the elbows. Ankles, jazakallah khair. Sharh al-ijmali, sharhu al-ijmali. A brief explanation. Lis salat sha'nun azim. Lis salat sha'nun azim inda Allahi azza wa jal. The salat is a tremendous affair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The salat is a tremendous affair with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِأَنَّهَا مِنْ أَجَلَّ الطَّاعَاتِ وَأَفْضَلُ الْقُرَبَاتِ, because it's from the loftiest of obediences and the most virtuous things that draw close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that draw a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهِيَ سِلَةٌ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَرَبِّهِ, and it's the connection of the Lord, of the servant to his Lord. It's the connection of the servant to his Lord. وَلِأَجْلِ هَذَا الشَّأْنَ الْعَظِيمِ أُمْتُنِعَ مِنْ أُمْتُنِعَ أَنْ يَتَقَرَّبَ الْعَبْدُ بِهَا إِلَى رَبِّهِ حَتَّى يَكُونَ عَلَى طَهَارَةٍ. For this particular reason, it's prohibited for a person to perform the salat, to try to get closer to his Lord by way of salat, حَتَّى يَكُونَ عَلَى طَهَارَةٍ, until he's upon tahara. كَمَا حَدَّثَ بِذَلِكَ أَبُو هُرَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ, just as Abu Huraira رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ mentions. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَرْضَى صَلَاةَ الْعَبْدِ وَلَا يُثِيبُهُ عَلَيْهَا إِذَا أَحْدَثَ حَتَّى يَتَوَضَّى. Yani that Abu Huraira, he narrated on the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with the prayer of a servant, nor is the servant rewarded for it if he has an occurrence until he makes wudu. Until he makes wudu. فوائد الحديث, benefits from the hadith, benefits from the hadith. أن الصلاة منها مقبول ومنها مردود. The salat has that which is accepted and that which is rejected. So from the salat there are prayers that are accepted and that which are rejected. فما على وفق الشرع فهو مقبول. That which is in accordance with the Islamic legislation is مقبول, is accepted. وما لم يكون على وفقه فهو مردود. And that which is not upon the Islamic legislation, then it is rejected. وهكذا سائر العبادات. Likewise, all of the acts of worship. لقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو رد. Just as the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever does an action that's not from our affair, then it will be rejected. Then it will be rejected. أي مردود. أن الصلاة, the second benefit from the hadith. أن الصلاة فرضها ونفلها حتى صلاة الجنازة, فائدة حتى صلاة الجنازة لا تقبل إذا صلاها المحدث ولو ناسيا حتى يتوضأ. That the salat, the obligatory salat, the voluntary salat, even the salat al-janaza, is not acceptable if a person prays it and he's muhtath, if a person is in a state of ritual impurity, if he's done something to break his wudu. Salat is not acceptable, walau kana nasiyan, even if he does it forgetfully, even if he does it forgetfully, hatta yatawadda, until he makes wudu. وَكَذَٰلِكَ الْجُنُبُ, likewise, a person who's in a state of major ritual impurity needs to make a ghusl, either صَلَّى قَبْلَ أَنْ يَتَّصِلْ, if he prays before he makes a ghusl. The third benefit, أَنَّ صَلَاتَ الْمُحْدِثْ حَرَامٌ. أَنَّ صَلَاتَ الْمُحْدِثْ حَرَامٌ. The person who's in a state of ritual impurity is impermissible for him to pray. It's haram. حَتَّى يَتَوَضَّى, until he makes wudu. لِأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُهَا, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased with it. وَتَقَرَّبْ إِلَيْهِ بِمَا لَا يَقْبُلُهُ مُحَادَّةٌ لَهُ وَنَوْعٌ مِنَ الْإِسْتِهْزَاءِ. And trying to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that which he is not pleased with and is not acceptable, then that's going against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it's a form of jest. It's a form of jest. it's clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleasing to him, and a person does it anyway. The fourth benefit. أن الإنسان إذا توضأ للصلاة ثم دخل عليه وقت صلاة أخرى وهو على طهارته لم يجب عليه الوضوء مرة ثانية. That the person who makes wudu for a prayer, then the time for the next prayer comes in and he's still upon his tahara, it's not obligatory for him to make wudu again. Where's that particular benefit taken from? In the hadith, what part? إذا أحدث. So highlighting that if a person is upon his tahara is clear. I mean, it's still valid. Rather, he has to make wudu if he breaks his wudu. The fifth benefit, ta'zim sha'n as-salat. Beautiful benefit, ta'zim sha'n as-salat. A clarification of the tremendous nature of the salat, the tremendous affair of the salat. حيث لا يقبله الله تعالى إلا بطهارة. From the angle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pleased that a person performs salah except if he's upon tahara. Nah. And we'll stop there, inshallah ta'ala. Next week we'll move on to hadith number 3, بإذن الله تعالى. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.